Thanks for listening to the Thyroid Fixer podcast with your host, me, Dr. Amy Horniman, AKA the Thyroid Fixer, functional medicine practitioner, hormone and weight loss expert. We're talking all things thyroid, hormone, and health related in order to empower, educate, and transform you. So if you're ready to get your life back, let's get started.
The question comes up so often, do I really need to be concerned about Hashimoto antibodies? So let's just break that down and separate out your fears, your concerns, and what you really need to be concerned about and what you need to focus on. I've done past episodes on Hashimoto antibodies, really telling you to not hang your hat on your antibody numbers. And what I mean by that is many times I will have patients that say, oh my gosh, my antibodies are 500 or they went up by 100, and they're panicking and they're basing their overall status or success of treatment on the antibody number. When in fact, I'm looking at your thyroid hormone numbers. I want to really know what is your free T3, what's your reverse T3. Those are the two most important values that I look at with labs. And of course, yeah, we'll take a peek at TSH, free T4. Because at the end of the day, if those numbers aren't in the optimal range where we want them, then it's not really going to matter whether you have zero antibodies or 1,000 antibodies. But we are going to get into why the antibodies do matter in the long run. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud. Pretty proud of this bad boy, Collagen Fixer 2.0. So when we're looking at you in this moment in time, and we ask that question, how do you feel? And you say, you know what? I'm gaining weight. I can't lose. I'm tired all the time. My hair is falling out. I'm constipated, all the things. Then that means you're hypo. So we can look at your antibodies, and those could be at a zero. Those could be at a 5, they could be at a 10, they could be very, very low. But then we move over to your thyroid lab values and your free T3 is low, your reverse T3 is elevated, or maybe just your free T3 is low. So we have to treat those thyroid hormones and optimize those, which I talk about all the time on here, and not really focus on the antibodies. Now, again, let's say that you came in and you have all the symptoms and your antibodies are 1,000 and your free T3 is still low and your reverse T3 is elevated. We're still going to treat the thyroid hormones. But then over here, we're going to look at those antibodies and say, you know what, that's worth paying attention to and implementing some of the strategies that we're going to talk about today to get those antibodies down. And I'm going to give you one more scenario. A person comes in with 500 or 1,000 antibodies. Their free T3 is absolutely perfect. Reverse T3 is absolutely perfect. And they feel like a rock star. Are we going to change anything? No. All we're going to do is say, well, those antibodies need some loving. Let's work at getting those antibodies down. But the bottom line is you're feeling great. So we're not hanging our hat on our antibodies, meaning I don't want you to look at your antibodies and go, oh my God, I must be feeling horrible because my antibodies are high. Well, no, how are you feeling? Like, don't look at a number and think that you have to feel badly because a number says something. How do you feel? So we don't hang our hat on our antibodies. We don't panic if they go up and down. Antibodies can and will have little spikes throughout your life. If you run into stress, if you have an infection, a viral load, if you are glutened and you decide to go on a gluten binge, all of those things can increase your Hashimoto antibodies. So we don't really panic over fluctuations. They are probably going to go up and down. They are probably going to spike. But our ultimate long-term goal is to get those antibodies down to zero. So now we're going to go into the why. We want to get those antibodies down to zero because we know that TPO antibodies being elevated definitely increases the risk of miscarriage and infertility. So there's a direct correlation there. And we also know that elevated TPO and even TGA antibodies will increase the risk of certain cancers, breast cancer, colon cancer. We see an increased risk of cancers when those antibodies are consistently high and someone just flat out doesn't pay attention to them. The other reason why we look at antibodies and possibly take a peek at them increasing over time is due to the destruction of the thyroid gland itself. So that's what the antibodies are. I use this analogy all the time. They're like little soldiers and they're going out and they are beating up your thyroid gland. Well, those little soldiers beating up your thyroid gland are making that thyroid gland work less efficiently and eventually not work at all. So again, if I came over and I beat you up every day, are you going to be a good employee, a good spouse, a good parent, a good friend? You're going to be a little bit sluggish and you're probably not going to do your job very well. So the thyroid gland can't be expected to pump out the proper amounts of T4 and T3 if it's getting destroyed. If there's half of what was there years ago, if you are in the latter stages of Hashimoto's, which I have discussed in a previous podcast, you can go back and listen to. If you are in the latter stages of Hashimoto's, which is usually when you're diagnosed, because most conventional doctors don't even diagnose you until you are so far in the toilet and feeling like such absolute garbage and your thyroid numbers are screaming, that's when you get the diagnosis. So you're going to be in the latter stages. That destruction of the thyroid gland has already happened and is happening and is continuing to happen. And once you get to the latter stages of Hashimoto's, we know that where we see one autoimmune condition, we see more than one. So those antibodies will eventually build and we will see other autoimmune conditions occur. That's another reason why we want to push the antibodies to zero. So your antibodies being present and increasing, they're increasing the destruction of your thyroid gland. So that's why we pay attention to it. Now, at the end of the day, we're probably catching you, like I said, in the latter stages. If you're working with me, you've probably already been through the gamut of seeing multiple doctors, either being misdiagnosed, told that you're normal, everything is fine, it's all in your head, just eat less and exercise more, nothing to worry about here. We're just going to, quote unquote, keep an eye on your numbers. So once you have reached me and we're working together, I am going to get you optimized. I am going to get those thyroid hormone numbers into an optimal range and get your symptoms gone. But at the end of the day, we still have to look over here and go, antibodies, let's treat those a little bit. Let's pay attention to them. Let's try to get them down. Yep, you're going to be feeling like a rock star. Yes, your thyroid lab values are going to be optimized, but we're also going to stop future destruction of your thyroid gland. And we're going to stop future destruction of other systems, other organs, other joints, rheumatoid arthritis. That's autoimmune. That's where those soldiers go out, attack your joints, right? Crohn's disease, autoimmune. God forbid, MS and lupus, the big bad boys of autoimmune. We don't want that. We don't want those soldiers attacking your brain and your spinal cord. We don't want them attacking your hair because you're probably already experiencing hair loss or hair thinning, being hypo and being hashi. I don't want them to attack your hair follicle. And now you have alopecia. And now you have big bald spots. And if you're already there, one more reason to address the antibodies and bring them down to zero. We want to bring them down to zero or as close to as possible. We want to lower the antibodies to lower your risk of other autoimmune conditions and to lower your risk of cancer. Okay, this is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head, I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be, get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too, because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you're getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in optimization land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you. Now, at the same time, again, I cannot say this enough. You better be working with somebody who is replacing your thyroid hormone with T4 and T3, because if you're in the latter stages of Hashimoto's, there's no way in hell that your thyroid gland is producing adequate amounts of T4 and T3. If you're on T4 only, you're never going to get better. You're going to stay hypo. Remember the stat that I gave before, 2% do well on T4 only, 98% do well on T4 and T3. So you better be on a combination. You better be working with somebody who knows what the hell they're doing to get you into that optimized state. That's my little side note. But going back to the antibodies. Okay, I did a full podcast on black cumin seed oil, which is in my Hashimoto's fixer. That is the Mac Daddy for lowering antibodies. And I have said this multiple times to patients and to my audience. that after I formulated Hashimoto's Fixer and I formulated it for 5% thymoquinone, the active ingredient, I knew the studies that black cumin seed oil had a powerful punch on Hashimoto antibodies. What I did not realize until I dove deeper into these studies and into all that black cumin seed does, I mean, I don't know why we're not all on it. Honestly, lowering your risk of cancer, okay, with elevated TPO antibodies, we know that there is an increased risk of cancer. Why not add in black cumin seed to reduce your risk of all cancers? Black cumin seed lowers inflammation. We heard from a woman the other day that it actually decreased her under eye poofiness, which she was going to go get plastic surgery for. It's that decrease of full body inflammation, decrease of antibodies, decreased risk of cancer. And then it helps these random things like allergies, like alopecia, like hair loss. It's going to suppress the action of other autoimmune antibodies as well. So if you are positive for rheumatoid arthritis, again, God forbid, MS and lupus, I haven't really dove into the exact studies on those autoimmune conditions because I don't specialize in them, but I'm sure that we could find some pretty significant research on black cumin seed and MS and lupus for sure. So we add that in and we see a full body reduction. Now this can be used pretty much by anyone. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like the benefits are just phenomenal for the body, phenomenal. But definitely if you are working at lowering your Hashimoto antibodies. Yes, you can take it with LDN. Some of you are on low-dose naltrexone. That's another pharmaceutical intervention for lowering Hashimoto antibodies. And again, if you want to go deeper into LDN and black cumin seed oil, we'll put the link for that podcast in the show notes. So you can click that link and listen to it. I go a little bit deeper on the side effects of LDN, of what I've seen in my patient population, what's been reported back and what is in the literature. Things such as flat affect, increased cortisol. Sometimes you can gain weight on LDN, whereas black cumin seed oil actually helps to increase T3, in addition, of course, to being on the proper medication, being on the proper thyroid hormone replacements. It can increase T3 and just really help to kind of optimize the thyroid. The other things that you can do, obviously the big, big, big one is gluten-free. And the reason why we say to go gluten-free if you have an autoimmune condition, it's because gluten, or specifically gliadin, which is the protein that gluten is basically made of, we'll simplify it, that gliadin molecule looks like your thyroid gland. So those soldiers in your body that they really like to go out and attack your thyroid gland, they see that gliadin moving in, they go, hey, it's war time. And they go out and they attack. So every single time you eat gluten and you have Hashimoto's, you are spurring on an autoimmune attack. You are inviting those soldiers to kick up and kick the shit out of your thyroid gland. And all you did was eat gluten. That's all you did. Now, some studies, if you go into Dr. Peter Osborne's work on gluten, he does have a very strong tie-in with, well, actually, his book is No Grain, No Pain. So he's talking about all grains, but he starts to pull in dairy and he pulls in that dairy autoimmune connection. Honestly, anecdotally, and in my patient population, I don't really see a strong correlation to dairy and increased antibodies. If you want to go full out and do an autoimmune paleo protocol, an autoimmune paleo diet, an AIP diet, then by all means, you're cutting out dairy as well as a lot of other things. And it's a little bit miserable, but it does work. It's a hardcore elimination diet. If you do it for 30 days, 60 days, it will lower your inflammation. It will lower your antibodies. Honestly, I would probably rather just go carnivore than do AIP. It just makes it more simple and you're not overthinking it. And then you're not missing as much either. You're like, oh man, I can't do dairy. Yeah, because I'm just doing meat. You know, I'm doing some meat, maybe some honey and some dark chocolate. Boom. That's the elimination diet. But that will definitely decrease your inflammation and decrease your antibodies for sure. It will help. It will help. But then you got to keep out the gluten afterwards. And then you can reintroduce dairy in a high quality form, grass-fed, organic, small amounts. And I think you'll be okay with the dairy component, but you got to keep the gluten out. Got to keep the gluten out. reducing stress, because we know that stress will increase antibodies. So anything you can do to support your adrenals, to reduce stress, taking an adrenal glandular, doing deep breathing, meditation, hot yoga, going for walks, all the things that you hear about, it's not BS. It has an actual effect on your body. And stress absolutely will kick up antibodies. And beyond the mental, physical, kind of emotional stress, we have to look at environmental stress too. The toxins that you're exposed to, what you put on your body, what you put on your hair, what you put on your face, the makeup that you use, all of those are toxins, and all of those have a burden on the system that creates a stressor, and that alone can kick up antibodies. Any kind of hormonal changes. So if you are not supporting your hormones, testosterone is a known antibody reducer. Now, we only see these studies in men, of course, because women really get left out of a lot of scientific studies. But we see the very strong correlated studies in men who, if they have low levels of testosterone, which we're seeing more and more these days, there is an increased autoimmune Hashimoto thyroiditis result. So low T equals Hashimoto's. Elevated testosterone, or not even elevated, how about optimal? Hello. Optimal testosterone levels actually are autoimmune protective. They lower the risk of Hashimoto's. Now, one of the reasons, ladies, why we get Hashimoto's more than men is because we have naturally lower testosterone levels overall than do our male counterparts. That's why you don't see Hashimoto's that often in men. But I got to tell you, when I see it, it is almost always correlated with a low T number. It's very interesting. Very interesting. It's kind of like which came first, the chicken or the egg, because we know that the thyroid gland is the master gland and will control sex hormones. But with guys, we have to wonder, when we see that low T, did that low T occur first and then that Hashimoto switch turned on? Same with you, ladies. Sometimes you'll just be going through a pregnancy, right? How many of you? Oh, it was after my first child, after my second child. That's when the shit hit the fan. That's when all my symptoms came about. Well, that's when that Hashimoto switch turned in the on position, because pregnancy is a stressor, albeit a natural one. It's a stressor. I say that all the time. It is a stressor. So any kind of big hormonal shift, hormonal drop, that can increase Hashimoto antibodies or even turn on that Hashimoto switch. So you want to be sure that you're addressing your hormones properly and keeping them optimized, because that will help your entire body. And hormones reduce your risk of cancer as well. So as we're lowering your Hashimoto antibodies, we're reducing the risk of cancer, we're improving your lifespan, longevity, and the way you look, feel, and perform with those beautiful hormones. Then we stack on that black cumin seed oil and Hashimoto's fixer. Now we're lowering the risk of cancer. We're improving your T3 levels. We're improving your thyroid function. We're lowering your antibodies. See how everything just works so beautifully together. Then you do the lifestyle component and the eating component. You tie that all together, and it's a beautiful thing. So that is the overview of Hashimoto antibodies. The bottom line, do we need to be overly concerned about them? Not really. Again, my point is, I don't want you to base your current status on your antibodies, because again, you could be feeling like a rock star. I got to tell you, if I tested my antibodies right now and I was 500 or 1,000, I go, well, you know, that's something I need to address. But I wouldn't look at that and say, oh my God, I must be feeling horrible, because I'm not. I'm in optimization land, where I want all of you to be. So I would never, ever, ever base how I feel on what I see on paper. You can't do that with your antibodies. You can't do that with anything. Oh, I could go down a rabbit hole, but I'm going to really hold back right now. I am not going down that rabbit hole. You cannot look at data, be it from an Oura Ring or your own labs, and say, this is how I must be feeling, when it's not how you're actually feeling. Don't hang your hat on your antibodies, but address them and work at them to lower them, and they will lower over time. And you, like I said, you might get a little fluctuation because life happens. It just does. Viruses, supporting your immune system, all of that is very, very important. And when your immune system drops and you get attacked by a virus, yeah, that can kick it up. the stupid shot that was out for the last couple of years, that's increasing antibodies as well. I think we all know that by now. That's not really going to be a shock to my listeners, but yeah, that's increasing antibodies too. So any kind of stressor on the body, any kind of viral load, any kind of toxin that is entering into us can increase those antibodies. We have to work to do things to lower them, address them, and ultimately push them to zero, but do not let that antibody number rule how you feel.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you loved it. And as always, if you would be so kind to leave a review, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, that would be absolutely amazing. I read all of them. Also, anything that you hear on this podcast is not intended to diagnose or treat any kind of medical condition. So we always recommend that you check with your medical provider, your doctor, your nurse practitioner before implementing anything that you hear on this podcast. And if you want to find out more about working together, you can click the link below in the show notes to book a discovery call. And there you'll be talking to a member of my team. They are an extension of me. They are amazing. And you and I will talk after that once we get you all signed up and you and I get to work together. All right. I hope to see you soon.